Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The sun is hiding behind the clouds. That's how it's said in English. Although the cloud is very insignificant compared to the sun. But from our perspective, it seems that the sun is hiding behind the clouds. So in the same way, we are covered by Maya. It seems to us as if Maya is so powerful, it's keeping us away from Krishna. But actually Krishna is just like this. The cloud is insignificant compared to the sun and is created by the sun. So in the same way, Maya is insignificant in comparison to Krishna. It's only our perspective that we think we are covered by Maya. We can't see Krishna because of Maya. Okay. Recently I was sent a magazine published from ISKCON San Diego, called 16 Rounds to Samadhi, briefly called 16 Rounds. And in this edition, it focused on the protests which were taking place in many cities of America at that time and spread to other parts of Europe. Occupy Seattle, Occupy London, as protesters came together to protest against the exploitation of the bankers and the major industrialists and others. Do they have such a thing in Poland?
Not yet, strongly, but...
Not yet, no. There was very famous, somewhat, 25 years ago, the protests came out, the workers... What was their name? I won't be able to pronounce it properly, but it looks like me to Lech Walesa. Yeah, okay, I won't even try to say it, it sounds too complex, but... Led by... Is he still alive, that guy? Still alive, huh? So, we tend to think, good people, they're all getting together and standing up for the rights of the people, or save the world, ecological protesters. Now in India, some foreigners, one German was arrested because he was trying to galvanize local support against the commissioning of an already constructed nuclear power station in the deep south of Tamil Nadu, near Tirunelveli. So there are people coming to India and trying to stop this because they think, actually it's a fact that this nuclear power is of it's very harmful and very dangerous. This ex-president of India, Abdul Kalam, known as a scientist, also from Tamil Nadu, he says that no, you see, people are very afraid to have nuclear power projects after what recently happened in Japan. Because the nuclear power stations became damaged due to natural disturbances. So people are very afraid, but Abdul Kalam said that, you see, you can't compare this new power station to one which was opened 40 years ago. That's old, this is a new one, so it's got to be better, as if... It's like the Titanic, and it can't sink, you know. Now we build a power station that it won't, nothing will go wrong. It's the Maya of thinking like that. And people think, well, he's a scientist, he should know. That's what they thought for the Titanic. You see, the modern science has built a ship and it can't sink. And Even when it was sinking, the people say, no, it was the Titanic, you can't sink. So anyway, I wanted to speak a little bit about the protesters and good causes, you know, stand up for the rights of the people and don't let them be exploited. But this world is the world of the cheaters and the cheated. It's not that the people who are protesting are saints. They just want their share of the pie, as the saying goes. You know that saying? Yeah, you must have the same saying in Polski. That they weren't protesting previously, but now they realize that their opportunities for sense gratification are being curtailed by others in a very severe way, and they're protesting. They're all forgetting Krishna. They don't want to surrender to Krishna. They just want to have sense gratification, that's all. They may be the kind of people who want sense gratification, living very peacefully in the country. They may not be what in the West is called materialistic. Materialistic in the sense... Actually, materialism, this word has two meanings, two basic meanings. One is the, in terms of philosophy and science, to think that there is nothing beyond matter. There's no spiritual dimension. That's one meaning of the word materialism, philosophical term. Then another meaning is to want lots of money and a big house and a big car, like that. So there may be people who want to live simply and naturally and not be very materialistic in that sense. But they're also materialistic in another sense if they don't want to surrender to Krishna. So although we may think that such people who are protesting for the rights of the people are very good, but they still fall in the category of namang duskrishino muha prapadyante naradam maya parita jnana asurang bhavam ashrita. The fools, rascals, learned idiots, and out-and-out demons. So four categories of misbehaved persons who never surrender to Krishna. Like the hippie movement, Love and Peace, from the 1960s. Love and Peace. And it all ended up in a drugged haze, purple haze, or whatever. Or as Jayadvaita Swami said, the real hippies joined the Hare Krishna movement, those who are really looking for an alternative to materialism. So, see through the eye of Shastra. Those persons who are protesting, probably if they had the opportunity, they'd do the same thing also. They'd exploit others. It's the world of exploitation. Unless we change our propensity to not surrender to Krishna into the propensity to surrender to Krishna, then there must be exploitation. It's the perverted reflection of love of Krishna is the exploitive spirit. And we commonly see that popular heroes, they become the head of a state. They overthrow the government, they become the head of the state, and then they just became the same as the other ones, that's all. And this Fidel Castro, for instance, is lauded as the great hero of Cuba. And Che Guevara, I don't know how to pronounce it properly. He's lauded as a great hero who fought for the rights, but then when they came in power, they just killed so many people. So... Hare Krishna. We will see through the eye of Shastra. And even if they have the idea to do good to others and distribute the wealth and all this and that, again, it's materialistic because they don't see the spiritual dimension. However much you may help people on the material platform, help means help them to enjoy sense gratification, they still have to suffer birth, death, old age, and disease. So where is the gain? Kim sukham martya dhaminam. Where is the happiness in this world of death? Okay.